after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? It's your boy, Steady J. Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. It is another beautiful Monday, or as beautiful as it's going to get for a Monday. And, you know, that's how we start off every week. On every Monday, we bring in every Wednesday, we bring you Life at the Dust Live here on Dust Fire Radio Network. And on Mondays, we call it Hot After Dust Monday. Reason being is because we talk about some of the past week's hot mess in hot news. And there's so much, man, so much in the plate for today. That's why today's show is entitled When It Rains, It Pours. Man, and how ironic, because it was raining today over here. Didn't even think about that, and I was doing it, just my brain, that third eye of mine, just clicks in. So, before I get into all, because there's a lot of controversial stuff and some very deep stuff to get into with this episode. First off, go ahead and make it known that, you know, this weekend was pretty good for me, man. It was a fun weekend. I've been keeping you guys up to date about how I decided to go hard in the gym and not give up, man. Shoot, you know what, I weighed myself on Thursday. I ended up being 20 pounds lighter from when I weighed myself 3 weeks ago before then. So it's definitely a blessing. Cannot thank God enough for just trying to help me get to that point and just guide me. And thank all the people who are instrumental in making that happen. I've definitely been feeling really good, looking good, feeling good, all that stuff. People can see the pictures and all that stuff. So I'm glad, you know, and like I tell people, don't just see if you're losing weight for somebody, that's what you mess up at, because then you'll stop, because then once that it's not going to get that person, then you're going to stop trying, and then you're going to be like, well, I'm not getting anyone, or I can't get the person I want, and then you're going to lose the motivation of getting it done. But if you're doing it for yourself, then you'll see things get done more often. And tweeting at the show now, letting people know what time it is, yeah. All right, so of course my magical tweet for today is and Facebook post is we are live skanks and hood rats. I always got something out of line to say. every day. But, man, it was, it's a blessing. And what I decided to do, like, every Saturday and Sunday is make that my rest days, being the weekend, very great day to rest, especially at the ripping and running all week long, every week. So it's definitely good to enjoy that weekend all together. And I'm still pretty active on the weekends. It's just more so, you know, working out on the week for me is great because of sitting down a lot more during the week. And so I definitely enjoy the workouts. Cannot wait. Tonight is one of those days, you know, just I got the week of shows start on every Monday. My workout starts every Monday. So it's just very systematic. And although I love spontaneity, I also have to keep a schedule going up where I get to flow and make it happen. So, again, I appreciate everyone that's been looking out for me, praying for me to, you know, make this happen in my health, man. I definitely appreciate it. And, heck, you know, just continue to watch as I continue to get better and better with my body. Some other news that happened with me this weekend. I got a chance to celebrate. I'm a former teammate of mine back from high school. My boy Bus, shout out to him. He celebrated his 30th birthday, and we had called the Pajama Jam, like from House Party 2, and it was just as live as the Pajama Jam. I'm going to even go as far to say it was liver than the Pajama Jam. And no, I know some of you might say that's a stretch, but trust me, it was. And man, it was just, oh my God, it was just so many people I haven't seen in so long. And just seeing people, you know, people just growing, aging well and looking like they're in their early 20s or whatnot. It's a good look, very good look. I always love seeing my people having some great things happen and taking care of themselves. And yeah, man, the party, oh my God. Yes. Yes, shout out to the DJ. I like DJs like him. He's very observant of the crowd. If there's a lot of women, and it's a lot of guys that aren't just wall huggers, play music to cater to that. And this dude was on it. He had the slow jams ready. He had the reggae going. He played some turn up music. He was just on point. And it was crazy. I like BYOB spots, really. I like that so much because I can bring what I want and drink as much as I want to. So yeah, it was very fun. I see my girl JoJo's in the building. What's up, JoJo?
I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm exhausted. I'm in a state of shock right now.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Tell us.
My home place, 7-month-old baby died.
Wow. You said 7 months?
The baby was 7 months old.
Did you just say 7 months old?
7 months. Infant.
Dang.
And he's not answering his phone. Jordan,
this is why people don't get this. This is what I tell people a lot, because they don't get this. Everyone's like, well, at a certain birth, a certain age, or whatever. It's so many for me. Of course, you know, the milestones, you turn up a little more, but for me, every year is great for me because you see that kid didn't get to see a year. This is somebody that didn't even get to see a year, and so they'll never be able to live their life to the fullest, you know, as far as where people want to obtain to, you know. A lot of people always say, I want to live to 100, this, that, and the other. And this little kid only lasts to 7 months. And people don't get that, man. Like, JoJo, it's like, are you one of those people that, yeah, it's, you seem like it, though, but as far as getting from your perspective, are you one of those people that, like, appreciate every year of your birthday?
I don't really care about mine. I'm just happy to see my kids make another year.
Understandable.
And I was like, this is my homeboy. His baby mama went to jail a few months ago because she was abusing the child. She was abusing the baby. She bit him and everything else all over the news. She went to jail. He just got custody of this baby like 2 months ago. Like 2 or 3 months ago, he just got full custody of the baby.
That's just effed up. And you know what? I say this all the time, people. I'm not pointing a finger like, ha, 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 like that. But what I'm talking about is, I tell you this all the time. Stop listening to the media so much. There's a bunch of bad moms as much as there is bad dads. Trust me when I say that. There's a lot of bad moms out there, too. I hate to see either side of it happen. But people got, and I think that's what happens. A lot of people get so strung into the stereotype that, you know, it's always a, you know, my mother's not going to be bad, so we don't have to really watch her. And that's where we, and then we turn our backs. There is some people out there pulling some stunts. Beating a baby, like, man, like, seriously. I don't freaking get it.
That's
crazy. I guess I appropriately named today's show very well. Because today's show, I called it When It Rains, It Pours. And goodness, this is yet another thing on the list of things this day has just been interesting. But we are going to get into that because I know it's happening now, so it'll be a big, it's a live happening right now story, so we'll be talking about that as well. I'll get into that in a bit. But one story we're getting to, which was on Friday night. No, the Bruce Jenner story came on. Did I see it? No, I didn't see it. But it was just a very interesting, very to the 2020. You know, they always go in depth for these interviews and really dig deep. And it was just interesting because it was so much you were picking up from that. I'm still confused. And hey, you know, no one ever said that you had to have all the answers. Heck, life would be boring if you had all the answers, I think. But it was, the main idea was, you know, of course, Bruce Jenner, had a gender swap. He just, you know, basically, he's transsexual and he became a woman. And so he, you know, just breaking it down. And of course, you know, a lot of people, One of the things you take that's been discussed quite a bit, you know, was people were asking, was the big question of, is he a lesbian? Is he gay? What is he? And, you know, and that's when he came out and said the point of that he loves women. And so it's weird. You can't, and as far as, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is, and this is coming from him being a transsexual, so it's interesting. So it's not just me just saying it because people are, oh, well, he made this up. No. So he was making a point of, a lot of people confuse gender, you know, gender identity with sexual orientation. And that's interesting because when you think about when they say LGBT community, it's, you know, the T is kind of misleading to an extent because it's basically saying, it's your transsexual, which makes it say it's an orientation. It's not really orientation. So, it's crazy, man. It was just an interesting tape because I never really heard anyone break it down that way. So,
Daddy.
Wow, it was interesting. You say he's, yes. I got your message.
I have a surprise for you. Since I'm going to leave out early.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm extremely worried about my friend. He is not answering his phone. He's not texting. He's not even Facebooking. I'm extremely worried. I've got you a co-host for tonight.
Okay, who's the co-host?
Greg. It's only right because I called in on his show last
who's
night. Sorry to write
that's fine.
Greg, we're on good terms. I'm not calling him what he doesn't want to be called. So you're going to have,
okay,
you're gonna have Greg from Time,
go ahead and take
you're gonna
care
have Greg
me.
From Time to Shine Radio calling in a second. So when he calls in, I'm going to get off because I need to figure out what's going on with my friend. I'm extremely worried, like I told him.
He just stepped on now.
What's up, people?
What's up?
Hi,
what's
Greg.
Up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. How you doing, JoJo?
I'm in a state of shock right now.
Yeah, I hear. Well, go take care of what you need to take care of. We got this.
Yeah, I just don't want to leave Shetty alone.
Nah, Shetty, big boy. He'll handle himself. But
oh,
I'm more than,
yeah, you
I'm
know,
more
I'm,
than happy
I'm
to
talk.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to come on and laugh off a few with my voice, Eddie. So, yeah. You okay. Just go take care of what you need to take care of.
All right. Y'all have fun.
Yeah, always.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Take care of yourself. All right. Hi, bro.
What's up, Greg?
What's going on? What I missed today?
Ooh,
hey, congratulations
bro, I know
on
you
that.
I'm sorry?
I said congratulations on that Dallas win.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really get a chance to go in on that with her. But, yes,
yeah.
They came through 3-1. And that watching that Milwaukee Bucks game lets me know, hey, don't count the Mavs out too quick. Because
you know
the
what?
Bucks are now – it's about to be a 3-2 series now.
Oh, seriously? I didn't even watch it. I wasn't even watching it. The Bucks will win it?
Yes. It's actually on now that it's in the fourth quarter. Yeah, so yeah, that's interesting. And then I know the Hawks game, you know, that went to overtime and the Hawks in the wins. Now that's a 2-2 series. Yeah, it's man. I'm telling you, people cannot team too quick. I know
yeah.
Because they seen LeBron and them take care of business before get the sweep, and then you know they saw Golden State get the sweep, so.
Right.
They just assume, okay, well,
everybody
all these other
yeah.
teams. Right. Yeah, y'all must not know how when Dallas comes to play, Dallas ain't new to the playoffs. Hey, just letting y'all
this
know.
This is true.
They go through a lot of craziness.
This
last year, the only team to take the Spurs in 7 series in the playoffs last year were the Mavs. And I don't think people don't realize that to put that into perspective. Like, dang it, the Mavs were the only team to do that. What's up?
Derrick Rose cost that game last night. That was his mistake. They should have won the game.
Here.
They should have won the game. Derrick Rose called.
And
that.
Matter of fact, on that game, it is 5 minutes left. It is the Bucks are up by 5 against Chicago, so 86-81. Yeah, remember, Chicago wins this game, they win the series. But the Bucks are gonna let that happen too easily.
Yeah, I think they'll pull it.
Y'all,
out. I think y'all,
Jason Kidd, man, he's relentless. It's not, he doesn't give up that easily.
I'm impressed though, because I thought when he left, whatchamacallit, I was like, why would you coach 1 year and then up and leave like that?
The Nets, yes.
So it didn't make sense, but I guess he knew what he was doing, so that's cool on his part. So hey, whatever works for him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess to go to the right situation and great, and we can build it. He's doing a pretty good job of building. I mean, he's got the Greek Freak, MCW, a lot of great people, man, over there making some moves. And like, I mean, you see that in the playoffs, they were a team like, yeah, people were like, I don't know, they don't really make it in, and then, wow. And people are just writing off that, you know, well, LeBron and them got watched out for Chicago, not the Bucks got something to say about it. They're like, hey, don't get too crunk too soon. Wow. And you see that, and what's crazy is the Bucks are handling business in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
So, here's my thing. I think Cleveland will take it. I think right now Cleveland is so hot. As far as the East goes, Cleveland will take it.
I tell you why. I mean, we just makes a couple things in the air. With J.R. Smith possibly being suspended for multiple games, and Kevin Love, they're saying that the surgery he has to get done is possibly going to leave him out for 2 weeks. That's a lot of basketball being missed.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty tough. No, going through the stretch, man, without him.
Well, I know that it was. I saw someone in the news today. They were talking about how everybody came to LeBron's aid when, you know, they were playing hard defense on him. But almost pulled Kevin Love, showed out the sock, and ain't nobody come help Kevin Love.
Like, they freaking, this dude, like he was a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Like, this dude pulled his arm. He said, you know what, if you're, like, or the little G.I. Joe action figures with the Kung Fu grip, and became a little detective, so you decided to pull his arm to see what his arm looked like in the inside. That's what it looked like this dude was doing. Like, ooh, I want to see how his arm looks. Like, dude, he's not an action figure, dude.
He is now.
He's freaking tripping for that crap.
Yeah. They should do something. But like I said, no one came to his help. But, you know, somebody played defense tight on LeBron, and J.R. Smith almost get him at a concussion. That was kind of messed up.
Yes. I mean, well, and see, I keep looking back at, did he mean to bump him? Yes, but I don't think he meant to him in the face.
I really believe that
he didn't mean to hit him in the face. Like, maybe, like, shove him a little bit backwards, but you can tell the dude didn't mean to hit the fool in the face. Didn't Jay Crowder do something early in the game? Anyway,
yeah.
He did something to somebody. I forget who it was.
I guess they know where their bread and butter is. You can't mess with LeBron. I guess that's basically what they're saying. You can mess with everybody else on the team, but you can't mess with LeBron. Which is funny because LeBron bigger than most of them anyway. Not like he can't take care of his own self. But, you know, again, that's not
right. But they want to put the asset and not get him. You know, if it has to come down to it, not get him. So yes. So, another big story for the music break. I want to get into. I might not get all of it in this before the music break. I'm gonna get started on it. And it's in your great area, my.
Oh my goodness! I'm assuming you wanted to, you could talk about the what's going on in Baltimore. It's a shame what's going on up in Baltimore, man. It's pitiful.
There we go. What's up, Greg?
Yo, I'm back. You okay?
Yes, I went to the back row. I was like, what the heck, man? It's like a ghost, man. A ghost is like over here screwing with me. He's like, no,
yo,
you're
I had
not
the same
gonna,
problem
you,
yesterday.
He's like, you're not using that switchboard on that computer.
I had the same
me all the way up. I'm like,
man.
Dude, come on.
But what are you going to say? I'm assuming you're about to talk about Baltimore.
Yes, I'm about to say the DMV. DMV.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
people
from
don't
Baltimore.
I brag about the DMV all the time. The women, the grind, everything in the DMV I love.
I was born in Baltimore, man. I love Baltimore, man, but I can't get with them right now, man. You what are you doing to help in the situation by robbing a damn 7-Eleven? How was that
CVS too. It was a CVS.
Yeah.
It was a huge CVS on fire and everything.
How is that helping anything? They need help, man. They need, I don't know. Well, go ahead. What you will say about that, man? Because I'm a loss
it's
for words.
So much. I mean, it's so many routes I can go with this because people know I play devil's advocate. I look at things from I'm gonna put it into multiple perspectives because yes, there's multiple arguments for this. Oh, my moral compass tells me, you know, first of all, you know, it's so many things. I mean, first of all, let's go ahead and put it in perspective to people who haven't watched the news or pages or timelines, you know, within the past just 6 hours alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going off of that. You know, a young man by the name of Freddie Gray.
Right.
He passed away on April 19th. And what happened was, what did we say last week? Every week it's become to the fact of, it used to be here and there, there was somebody, but now it's become the fact of, it's every month, and now it's certainly every week.
Yeah.
Every week we get a new news story. And people always want to say, oh, well, y'all forgot about Trayvon Martin. Oh, y'all forgot about Eric Gardner. Oh, yeah. It's not that we forgot about anybody. It's that every time you try to mourn over one person, somebody else gets slain. And so you got to start speaking up for everybody. And you can't, it's like, do you just pick one person to fight for? You go, oh, I'm going to stand up for this person. That's why I stopped really getting to the name thing. It was more for me about the situations. And it's so out of hand. Because you continuously see people get, I mean, these cops right now, it's like someone pressed the red button, and the red button said, hey, cops everywhere. Act a fool. And it's just different things in different places. Like, for instance, I was talking about timeline today. A great friend of mine, here in my area, that's what worries me even more, is here in my area. What happened to him? Apparently, he got, you know, he was on the side of the road fixing his tire. And all of a sudden, you know, a cop pulls up. And instead of offering, you know, he's fixing his tire. Instead of offering him help, he's like, are you still in those tires?
Really?
Yes. He asked him, are you still in those freaking tires? So he said, you know, he didn't address him until after he was finished fixing his tire because, you know, first off, that was just like, what kind of racist behind thing was that you even came at somebody like that? And your first action your first action at time when you see someone's on the side of a freeway, and they keep forgetting that these magic two words are supposed to do protect and serve. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, you see a person on the side of the road, one of two things you need to be doing. Happy, you need to check to see, you know, make sure they got everything okay. And or, I said and or, like a cop that did for me one time and didn't bug me, he didn't ask me, was your license and registration and all this crap. I was on the side of the road. This dude took some freaking cones out of his car and he put them to make sure people went around and didn't hit me. And then he made sure I was able to pull away safely and get to where I was going to be able to get to without getting hit. So he didn't leave until I safely got off the side of the road. And now it's like some of these cops just don't care. And I've been on the other side of that to where, you know, and I already told you, I'm not one of them people like this. Oh, every time I see a cop, I hate them. I'm not one of them type of people. But I've had, you know, this is meaning good experiences I've had some bad ones too.
I feel you.
If they see you in a nice car, oh, they're like, here we go, da da da, get them. And it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like, I remember one time there was a rental car, and I didn't know how to freaking cut the lights on all the way. And I would even get the parking lot. I'm making my way at the parking lot. Emmettel does what this freaking cop tells me. He goes, hey, you didn't put your freaking lights on. Like, he's making a big. I'm like, sir, it's a rental car. I'm just realizing that. Because, you know, different cars, they turn the lights on different. You got to figure it out. And I had the parking lights on instead of the regular headlights. So, yeah, that was stressful. And I remember William Pierce, you know, was from The Wire, and he was on, it was an episode of Bill Maher. He was talking about the biggest fear every black person has, especially a black man, is that is this going to be my last day when I get in this car? Because you don't know what the person around you's intention is.
Well, I'm gonna say,
so you always gotta think that way. It's like, it's ridiculous.
I'm gonna say to you what I say to everybody else. I am a firm believer in police. I think I'm never gonna sit here and say the police are all bad or stuff like that. Because, like I said, I have a lot of good friends that are cops. My closest friend is a cop.
Oh yeah, and we're a chaplain. I mean, I'm very close to police chaplain here. So you know, I agree. I see, my whole thing is this. There's no balance. There's always bad. There's bad people of every walk of life.
Exactly.
And that's,
I don't know what's going on lately.
So many bad cops lately that it messes up for the ones that I know me well when they get out there. And that's what makes you even more, for me, everybody, some people, they just get mad because it's police. I get mad because every time when these idiots do something, it makes it harder for a person I know is going out there with good intentions to do their job right.
I'm a firm believer that it's not all of a sudden these cops are bad. I believe we've had the same amount of bad cops the whole time. It's just for some reason now it's coming more to the light. You know, and now I guess because of these cameras, and I guess because everybody got
social media.
I mean,
too.
Think of it. Yeah, if we didn't have social media, if we didn't have, everybody didn't have a camera on their phone, they would still, you know, the poor guy in Baltimore, he'd be dead right now and wouldn't nobody know. Wouldn't nobody know other than his family know that he's dead. Just like you said with Trayvon. Trayvon, God rest his soul, but if there wasn't such thing as social media, we wouldn't know who Trayvon Martin was. Eric Garner, we wouldn't know who he was. We wouldn't know any of these people. But the thing that gets me, and I get a lot of flack for saying this, and I don't have a problem with saying it because I believe it. Before we start fighting all these cops, before we start tearing down buildings and stuff like that, you know, look, Ray Ray and Pookie get killed every day, and we don't seem to give a damn. You know, we killing each other every day. So it's like it's okay for us to kill each other, but as soon as somebody with a badge on kills one of us, we got to have a problem. we need to start taking care of, you know, each other now rather than, you know, worried about because the cop killing us. You know, I hate for the fact that people are dying. I hate that. It's terrible. And these cops need to go to jail. You know, like I said,
it's not even just that, you know, because people make the argument, well, black-on-black crime happens every day. I hear it, but doesn't white-on-white crime happen? It just don't get reported like that. It doesn't Mexican-on-Mexican crime happen. It doesn't, you know, people of the same racial makeup kill each other every day, but it just makes news. It's more newsworthy to mention or to make it stop throwing the race card around by always saying black on black. So it's not even because black police are doing it too.
Yeah.
But it's the
they're trying to make us look bad. They're trying to prove a point.
It's not even that. It's the fact of this. They are a position of power.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to be, and that's what makes you frustrated is, these people who are supposed to be protecting and serving us are the people we got to worry about every day. And it makes it so hard, again, like I said, it makes it hard for the ones that mean good intent and go out there protect and serve, right, you know, doing the right. Like, for instance, I hate, because it's on the flip side, I hate this whole thing of people like, free my nigga Johnny, free my nigga, and he didn't kill somebody. I hate that. Like, that's the most ignorant, if people know me, I think that's the most ignorant thing I see on social media all the time. People want to always free this nigga, free this nigga. I'm tired of hearing that. But at the same time, it's like, hey, people saying free him. I'm getting mad at people saying free him, but this cop just killed this kid, and he's free. So how am I supposed to feel about that? You know, does it make my argument weak? It's just so much bam, bam. It's like, when this happens, it's cause and effect. This happens, so then this doesn't happen. This happens, this doesn't happen. This is ridiculous. And it, for me, just feel like it just elevates. It's like, okay, hold on. And I believe in conspiracies to a small extent. And it's like, it's just like all of a sudden, hey, Obama is on his way out the office. Let's really make it hell on his way out the door. It feels like that's what the whole message is. And it's so annoying. And people think they can just sound off on black people any way they want to. Like, me and you are big in stature. You know, every time, a lot of times we go out there, a black person see us, no, excuse me, a police officer see us, it's like, oh, and they got to perk their chest up because they're, oh, that person could be a threat. He watched
right.
That guy.
Exactly.
I dressed up in a freaking suit one time. I gave somebody to a freaking, I told this story 3 weeks ago. I gave somebody to a homeless guy, and this cop came and got on me about, hurry up and get out of the street already. Like, what the heck is that about? Like, I'm sitting here helping a homeless man, and so you want to come harass me because I'm helping somebody. And that's what annoys me is, it's like either they got a problem protecting, which, hey, we got to worry about, we're going to die or not. And they got, some of them got problems serving, in which serving means, yeah, hey, in this ordinance, you know, you can't be, you know, that person can be paling or whatnot, but don't come on the person who's attempting to help somebody out and give them a hard time. Like, that's a quick way to get my bad side. I was like, it's crazy because I was heading to the club. The club's across the street. Heard one across the street. I wasn't like, nope. They're not going to take me to jail because I'm downtown Dallas, and the jail from there was down. It was literally on the same street at the other end. Yeah, I don't need to go to jail then. Because I got to cut somebody out about why are you kidding on me for helping a homeless man. So it's ridiculous. Like, I honestly want to trust the police. Heck, I like when they had events because I know how some of my people act. We gonna come to these events, and heck, you got police officers as security, you kind of alleviate some of the nonsense that's going to happen.
Well,
so again,
I'm
not one of the people that say I don't like. I just hate all police, but I hate bad police because I hate bad people.
I can say this, and I might be in the complete minority. I'm 43 years old, black man. You know, I've been living in the city most of my life. I live around the Europeans now, but I've been living in the city most of my life, and I can honestly say, I have never been in, and I've dealt with police on different sides each time. I've never had a problem with a police officer, and maybe that's just because I don't come at it like you said. You and I, we're particular because we automatically are going to invoke some sort of fear because of our size. The police already got his hand on the trigger. And I'm not stupid. I'm not going to allow myself to be put in a situation where I can't go home. And that's how it is. So I've never had a problem with a police officer. I've never been to a point where someone said anything wrong to me, someone said anything. And maybe that's why my ideas are different than other people, because I've never done that. I've never experienced it. And, you know, and again, that's just me. I'm an exception to the rule. And I'm not saying it's because I live one way or I live the other way. I mean, I've done things in my life that I shouldn't have. I've done things in my life that police probably wouldn't want to find out about me. But on the same token, I've never had a problem with a police officer. So I don't see how, you know, you cannot avoid it. You know, it's not worth your life, man. That's the way I'm looking at it. Sitting there, it's not worth your life. And if you're dealing with a cop that's determined that he's going to shoot you before you even say something, there's nothing to do about that. You know, and that's what I think some of the situations we've been dealing with in the last couple of weeks. You know, these cops were determined, they had in their mind that this person is a danger to us. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and take him out before he has a chance to take me out. So, you know, that's my opinion on it, though. Like you just said, I ain't going to jail. You don't want to go to jail in Dallas. Don't nobody want to go to Richmond jail. I'm telling you, don't nobody want to go to Richmond jail. No way.
I'm not one of those, you know, it pisses me off because, again, like I said, I know plenty of people in the freaking departments and whatnot. Matter of fact, my dad. It's cool with the police chief and stuff, and has a respect for police chief and allows the officers there. But it's every now and then you get teased. Here's the crazy thing. It's not even really for in here. It's not really. I'll never have a problem with Fort Worth police. It's always these little rinky dink suburbs on the outside. Of country behind suburbs where I got to start dealing with nonsense. So it's like, oh, man. And then Fort Worth police, it's weird. I've never really had a problem. I don't think I've ever had a problem with Fort Police. It's always been up. Like Dallas, the only time I had a problem with them was that time when I was over there helping that homeless man. And, God, man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous of some of the links you got to go through. And it's ridiculous of some of the bad people in the world, period, that make a cause and effect happen to where people are like, well, this happened to me, this traumatic experience happened to them, or this stereotyping, so now they got to start acting a certain way. And my dad, you know, he was one of the heads of a, you know, they have sensitivity training here where, you know, to help Trump be a liaison between, you know, when you see how to react with people of the LGBT community, which there was someone from the LGBT community there, and also how to act with black people. My dad was one of the liaisons for you know, teaching, like, different people that come into the academy, like rookies at the academy, have a sensitivity training to understand how to, you know, not live by the stereotypes of black people. I'm thinking that, oh, gee, if I see a black person all trying to automatically think he's dangerous, you know, not think that way so quick. And, you know, I really think that all these places, they really didn't have serious sensitivity training. And then they need to be like a personality test that needs to determine, you know, they need to not just do it when they get in. They need to do it every so often, like every few years or something, to see, make sure a person's screw isn't loose.
Because it's a tough job.
Yes.
I mean, it's a tough job, and your vision of something of some things might change over the years. So yeah, you're right. They should have these tests done periodically, at least once or twice every few years. You're right. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
They did some really country behind stuff. He's taking. They got open carry laws, bro. It's ridiculous. Like people can walk around with a freaking gun on their freaking, not as to be concealed. That must be right there on their freaking side, like they're in the freaking wild, wild west.
Okay, let's be real. When you say people, if Bobby Simpson was walking down the street, and Bobby Jenkins was walking down the street, and both of them had AK-47s on their side, which one do you think will get a bullet in the ass first? it's messed up to say, but some of these laws are basically not for us. I mean, we have
I don't like these laws. It's just, now people think they're freaking good. I mean, not supposed to be getting gunslingers, man. I think they're full of guns.
Yeah.
And then who's to say that person who might snap? You know, because it's not a written law that we're going to do a personality test on those folks and make sure that, hey, we not allowing anybody to get a gun. Because that person to shoot, we are done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now you probably have somebody. You know, where's the line draw where this person can go and whatnot? And it, to me, it's just crazy how people are always so gung-ho about guns. It's ridiculous. Man, like, I'm personally, like, I always one of those people, I ain't like fighting, man. I had to fight to survive as far as back in school because of being a big dude. People always wanted to try to test me and do this and me trying to just talk out stuff and try to do it that way wasn't going to work. So someone comes hitting me, and I ain't got no choice. I'm going to have to defend myself. And I had to stay. I stayed in fights. Every period I could be in a freaking fight all through to high school. Now, it wasn't much in high school, but it was a few in high school. Like, every year there was some person I had to whoop. It was ridiculous. People understand. I hate, like, they think of, you know, it goes back to, again, that whole thing of people fear my, and see size and automatically fear that person. I honestly hate fighting people. I hate the spirit it brings upon me, everything that goes with it. I hate it. So when you try to cut me, trying to start a fight, it's not, I don't really like doing it. I'll fight. And if I can talk it out and talk the sense of you first, I'm going to try that first. But if I had no choice in the matter, I'm just going to whoop your ass.
Well, spoken from a great philosopher, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So.
Oh, yeah. I love, man.
I can honestly say my whole life, I never really had to fight. You know, I've always been the biggest nigga in the class. So, you know what I mean? I could talk my way out of just about anything. And if I didn't, if I wasn't able to talk my way out of it, I could look intimidating. I don't know if I could win a fight if I tried, man, to be honest with you.
I mean, I'm just lying, to be honest. I was one of them stupid kids that you know what used to tell you, go tell your teacher. I did that stupid crap at the elementary school. Didn't do it in middle school. I was like, nope, I'm going to go meet the teacher. I go tell a teacher, she's not getting nothing done. I might have had a business myself. And I really hated doing that. And one of the big things I deal with was because being in a magnet program or a social interest program or Montessori, whatever people want to call it, different areas. You know, and with that, you know, I'm in a predominantly black school, but in the magnet program and whatnot, you know, it's people all races in there. And so, you know, living in the hood, and you walk up, and people are getting mad because they think they feel like you think you're better than them. And so that's part of the thing is like, I just never cared, man. I really just never cared. It's like, to me, it was about, hey, I just wanted, you know, I'm just a cool dude. I like this being cool. I don't like having to be stuck in a freaking category of telling me that, hey, yeah, you in the hood, you can't be doing something too much, man. You're making us look bad, man, or making it like you too good or whatever. I mean, it's whatever. I can't help that I was smart. You want me to stay back? You want me to stay back in class and don't bore me to death? I mean, if I would have did that, we probably would have to. You know, God has a way of making things eventually get to where he wants to get them. But it probably would have took a much longer road to get me to where I'm at now. So I thank God for that. I mean, this is good, but I kind of drifted. Going back to Freddie Gray and this whole situation in Baltimore, like you said, when it gets to the point of I understand protesting and whatnot, but when it starts getting to the whole thing of looting and whatnot, man, give me a break. If you're in danger, I really hate. I mean, I'm not condoning violence at any means, but if someone comes and does you wrong, and they're doing it intentionally, and there's a fight for your life, I'm not gonna give you any advice on it, but I'm gonna let you be the judge on how you're gonna handle that.
Right.
I can't point the finger at you, but this whole thing of looting and stuff, they ain't got nothing to do with no one dying.
Exactly.
That's why I draw a line. And then y'all cost you, it's going to cost you money.
That's the thing.
As taxpayers, you're going to pay for them stores and get right back to put it right back up. So it makes you look stupid. And so now you're building a stereotype where now when these stores go back up, they're going to act a certain way towards you.
Exactly. And then you got people pointing their finger. See, I told you, that's how they are. Look at y'all. The animals. Look at these animals. That's exactly how they are. You know, they knew, we knew that y'all couldn't do this. We give y'all, you know, it's like all we're doing is proving to them what they think about us already. And it's sad.
It's super sad, too, bro. I can see they do this and they like their mindset was, we're going to support black business instead of support. See, that's what's so funny about it, because if you turn out these same stores that you're going to turn around and go into tomorrow. you kind of just made it detrimental to yourself, because a lot of these people, man, like I say this all the time, stop always trying to think that everything has to be done through fighting.
Right.
You want to affect some people? Take the money out of the hands.
Exactly.
Go spend it with your own people. I bet you some shit changed then.
Well, you know,
take
we
the,
don't make Jordan.
The power goes where the money goes. You start spending
money
within the community with each other, guess what's going to happen? Whoa, wait a minute. We're losing money now. They're not rocking with us. We got to start acting a certain way. That's what it's too many. And I know people are like, well, these celebrities, why they ain't doing nothing? Stop labeling celebrities. We got to start, you know, we're going to start it first. We got to start. We can't just wait.
And tell me, how is a new TV going to fix your problems? How is a new TV going to bring back these poor guys?
All that new TV going to do is help you get mad more looking at the news.
That's what I don't understand. Okay. All right, let's loot the store. Let's loot the store. Let's burn down the store. Okay, we're hurting something. So why are you taking something out of it? If you want to loot the store, then loot the store. I mean, I'm not condoning that. But if you want to do something to the store, do something to the store. But don't take nothing out of it, because all that is you using a situation that's going on to further you being a thief. Because that's all you are. You're a thief. You're not a protester. You're not a looter. You're a thief. And exactly. Basically, that's about it with it, you know.
Yeah, you want a fun fact? This is a 20th anniversary of the Watts riot.
Is it?
Yes. This year's the 20th anniversary.
20?
I think today. 20th. 1995. That's about right.
Oh, you talking about the one with the Rodney King one?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the early one. I was like, nah, no, that was a whole lot. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that was deep. I remember that. These are you young as y'all don't remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, see, 95, about 9 or 9. So, I saw, but, I heard it, but you, as a kid, you weren't really exposed to it as much. I realized what was going on, so yeah, I can't really say I noticed it all the way.
Yeah.
But of course, you saw like NWA and whatnot. Instead of music, you were kind of getting told the story, so you
right.
Understood what was going on to an extent. All right, so as we got about 2 minutes of that. Y'all know how overtime. That's what I love about Blog Talk. I'll always use the overtime time keeps on running over. So yes, catching up. Some stuff going on. Some more stuff going on. Greg, guys are saying that you got something coming up on this coming Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate it. And we got something coming up this coming Sunday because you didn't already agree to it, so you ain't go back out of this.
Oh yes, and I'm a judge. So yes, I am.
We're having a talent showcase on our Time to Shine radio show. Basically, we're having people call in. You get a good 45 seconds, 40, maybe a little bit more to give you your talent. We're offering great prizes. Right now, the cash prize is up to $100. Basically, it's a King of the Hill type contest. You got to be better than the last person to call. That's all you got to do. You got to beat the last person to call. And it's going to be judged by myself and my partner in crime, Chuck Charles, one of the half of the Shine Brothers. And we recruited my main man right here, Seti J, to help us with it. Of course, we have Chevy with us, our show also. So we're going to be doing some we're hoping to get a lot of people come in. And we're hoping to have a good turnout because, like I said, you can also – this could be a stepping stone to something. If you're really interested in getting your crafts heard, this could be a stepping stone for you. So it's a good chance to do it. And I do appreciate, Sadie, for you giving me a chance to speak on this because, with your listeners, man, if we can get enough couple of your listeners, because we want to make this, big. We don't just want to make it in our area. Like you said yesterday on the show that, internet radio is not, just a local thing, and people don't seem to understand that.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you. So it's on Time to Shine radio show every Sunday at 9 o'clock, but this one is this Sunday at 8 p.m. So please join us. We're going to have a ball, too. But I appreciate it. I appreciate you letting me come on and hang out with you tonight, Seti. I appreciate that.
No problem. I got some fun stuff, fun things to put on your radar, people. Gotham, what the hell did I just watch tonight? Flash.
Oh, man, I don't even want to. I can't wait for Flash too hard, man.
Just like Gotham was, like, epic today.
I saw what you said about it still doing the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, good, man. I'm like, what was this 50 Shades of Grey crap going on? Like, seriously, man. You're like, okay. We get it. Stop the madness.
I'm hoping to see Gorilla Grodd tomorrow, though.
And yeah, and today, our character got released. I'll spoil this one for him because you're going to find that out, but I ain't going to tell you what all the way. Lucius Fox.
Yeah, I saw that today. That was hype. Yeah, Lucius.
I was like,
whoa, okay.
Didn't see that coming.
Well, did you see,
that coming right now into the story?
Did you see the Batcave starting to material lab?
Yes, next week. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
We sound real geeky right now.
Several weeks ago, I was excited. Like, where's the Batcave? That's all been counting down for. Where's that Batcave getting open?
We sound a real geeky right about now. You know that, right?
Yeah, they already know the deal. They already know the deal. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I played. There was one episode where I was playing a fight game against one of my guests. We were playing a freaking video game online against each other while we were doing the show. Yes, that was part of the show, was playing a fight game against each other. That was crazy. But yeah. Live commentary and all. That was pretty fun. But nah, man, that Flash, like you said, it's gonna be a lot gonna happen tomorrow, man. Arrow keeps confusing me every week, man. Arrow's too much to ingest every week. I'm starting like, oh, okay, guys, like, you kind of draw me back in a little bit, kind of lose me just a little. I'm there,
yeah,
but you gotta doing too much.
I agree.
That's my geek meter for the week. Wait a minute, I lied. I completely lied to y'all. My geek meter is not quite all the way up because I will be mentioned again on Wednesday. I'm going to try to go to midnight release. The Avengers 2 is coming up this week.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice.
I'm going to go see it. F that. It's on my calendar of things to go see. I'm going to see it. Shout out to any great woman that wants to go on a date to go watch it. That's not going to be bored of superhero movies. Because, you got to be attentive. I want to be explaining powers and who is that all day. I need you to be ready. Do your homework before you roll with me. You're going to watch that movie. Because I'm not going to explain culture and powers. So yes, are you going to try to split this week as well?
I'm gonna try to. I don't have a 9-to-5 like you, so I will try to go during the day. I don't like going to movies with a lot of people there, you know. So I'm gonna try to go during the day.
Yeah, I've noticed lately I go on Sunday afternoons. Like Sunday matinees, God, like there's a movie theater right here. I can go watch a movie. Tickets are $5 there. That's about 3D. $5. If it's matinee, it's $3. So I went one time on Sunday. I watched 3 movies in one day. Yes, I did buy my tickets for all the Ratchet folks was about to ask. So, yes, I was on a movie binge. So I might do this again this summer. I'm going to do a bunch of movie binging. Be ready in Dust 5. I'm probably doing movie reviews again this summer because I'll be going in, watching some of these movies that I got to spread the word on my thoughts on them. Pretty much it, man. Again, I thank you for coming through. JoJo, man, take care of your peeps, man. This is a crazy
time.
Yeah,
JoJo. Take care of your people. We will go back to fighting after this, after the night, though.
And Friday, y'all know what else happens this week on Friday? The new issue of Human Chemist Magazine comes out.
Yeah.
But I tell y'all, mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. sick.
Facebook can't ban the issue.
Get the issue. And we have and for those of y'all made it more cost effective. So it's even easier if you get a print copy now. You don't want to miss. Greg has two of big time miles in there. And let me tell you, one has been she's been bugging me at death up in the magazine. She's finally in it. So yes, I know she's excited. Remy, looking just as good, is excited. Man, it's six beautiful models. That's half a dozen. And you even got a story. I was making a joke about City Shades of Grey. You got a story on BDSM in there.
Really?
Yeah. That's an interesting story. It's like, whoa, Fatima, you kind of set this up on me. That's Fatima don't live to. She's been sending articles. Here's the thing. I didn't even ask her. She just like got so drawn in, wanted a chance, glad to have a chance to put herself in a Herb magazine of this sort. So I'm humble, man. It's like, whoa. But yeah, I was like, and she even accompanied it with pictures of herself conveying it. So yeah. Gotta see the issue. The issue is great. I promise you. It's definitely worth the buy. I cannot lie.
I always get it, so we'll see.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be another one of the ones where you go like, yeah. I like it. Yes. So, yes, y'all, we get it rolling out. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. You can find the show at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, CEDDY at a J. You can find us on iTunes, too. Type in Dust Live Radio Network. Yes, it is free on iTunes. It is free to listen to on Beyond the Pod. App for all you Android users. So go in there. Trust me, it's worth the listen. All right, we're out. Peace.
Peace out.